With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Several children's books are under challenge at the Phillips Public Library. Some community members are concerned that the content is sexually explicit and want library staff held accountable. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed attended the March board meeting to hear concerns from community members and the library's response.
This isn't the first time that books have been challenged at the Phillips Public Library. For the past 2 years, the library has been embroiled in a culture war stemming from national conversations on race and sexual identity. WXPR first reported on book challenges at Phillips Public Library in September 2022. A group of community members have consistently organized to challenge books in the children's department. The latest book to receive challenges is Genderqueer by Maya Kobabe. The 2019 graphic memoir, which follows the author's experiences coming out to friends and family as a teenager, is the American Library Association's most challenged book of 2022. In public comments at their March meeting, Joe Fox addressed the library's board.
The community and parents in particular do not feel comfortable bringing their children to this library as long as Jake and Becky continue to push and provide sexually explicit and pornographic material to our children.
The Jake he's referring to is Jake Wierzakowski, children's librarian, and Becky is Rebecca Poole, director of the library. This is Eric Kahn in the public comments.
I want the board to stand firmly against the director's dangerous assault and negative direction she continues to champion regarding our children and our grandchildren. I'm not saying I'm banning the book, I just don't want it in my library.
However, not all community members agree. This is Shirley Smith.
The tactic they have settled on is trying to bully the librarians into doing their censoring for them by making them fear for their job security. Genderqueer is sexually explicit, but it does not fit the definition of porn as sexual situations with no other redeeming features.
Now, the ACLU of Wisconsin, a prominent legal defense and civil rights organization, is getting involved. Last month, they requested records from the library of all the books challenged and decisions made thus far. WXPR reached out to representatives at the organization, but have not heard back. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
The Wisconsin Conservation Congress and Department of Natural Resources are holding open houses tonight ahead of the spring hearings. The spring hearings are a chance for people to provide feedback on fish, wildlife, and other natural resources-related topics. There are open houses from 6 until 9 tonight in almost every county in the state. Locally, that includes the Crandon High School Auditorium, the James Williams Middle School Auditorium in Rhinelander, and the Boulder Junction Community Center. We have a link to the full list of locations at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. The online spring hearings run from noon Wednesday through noon Saturday. For those who prefer to state their opinions in person, a number of paper ballots will be available at each in-person meeting. President Joe Biden is traveling to Wisconsin today to announce details of a new plan to help millions of people with their student loan debt. The Democratic president will visit Madison a week after primary voting in the Midwest battleground state highlighted weaknesses for him and Republican challenger Donald Trump. Biden is expected to talk about coming federal regulations highlighting new categories of borrowers who would be eligible to have their debt reduced or eliminated. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court foiled Biden's plan to provide hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt relief. Wausau's mayor-elect says he's open to having in-depth discussions about implementing a city administrator. However, Doug Denny says not to expect it to be a high priority.
It is not a first 100-day item at all. We have so many other things to focus on. I think it needs to be more organic if it comes out.
Denny says it's something that's been discussed at length among department heads and other leaders, and he thinks it's a discussion worth examining, which is exactly what he did 2 years ago when he proposed adding the position as part of the city's budget meeting.
This happens where we put something out there because you need to start moving the cheese, and if you don't and you sit on it, it never goes anywhere. So did I think it was going to pass? No. Did I think we had a chance to at least discuss it? Yes.
That amendment was shot down by the council. Denny defeated incumbent Kitty Rosenberg for the mayor's job in Wausau during last week's election. Denny says he was surprised at the partisan nature of the race, saying it was unsavory to think how much each party put into their preferred candidate, a direction he didn't intend for the race to go.
When we started out 5 months ago, we didn't know for sure. I was willing to put quite a bit of my own money in. We did a grassroots campaign. My wife mailed out over 1,500 fundraising letters, and she hand wrote the envelopes. Those started coming in. So we had some pretty good grassroots support.
Denny is scheduled to take the oath of office April 16th. Outgoing Mayor Katie Rosenberg will preside over her final city council meeting tomorrow. A man who's no stranger to elected office in central Wisconsin will challenge Pat Schneider for a seat in the state assembly this fall. Mike Leichner reports.
Yiling Zhang made the announcement on Saturday outside the Marathon County Courthouse, saying he wants to take his experience on the D.C. Everest School Board, Marathon County Board, and Weston Village Board to Madison as representative for the 85th Assembly District. Zhang says his platform would include economic development, public safety and education, and expanding access to health care and mental health services. The newly drawn district covers much of the village of Weston and city of Wausau. So far, Snyder, a Republican, and the Democrat Zhang are the only two in the race. Should another major party candidate come forward, there would be a primary in August.
That was Mike Leichner reporting. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.